We have a very small section to cover today, Hebrews chapter 12, just verses 12 through 13. It says, "Therefore, strengthen the hands that are weak and the knees that are feeble." Have you ever had weak and tired hands from labor, knees that knocked together because of fear? Have you ever woken up and felt like there was no strength for another day? Have you ever asked, "What's the point? God has given me too much than I can handle. There's no point in my life anymore. I've given in so many times. What's the point of trying to resist anymore? I have so little to give to others. Why give anything at all? Or God must be so displeased with me. I feel like not trying at all." And God is calling us at this point to be strengthened. It reminds me of just a silly illustration, but if you've seen the movie Willy Wonka, right, you have this grandfather who is just bedridden, but then he hears that they got the golden ticket, and all of a sudden, for the sake of chocolate, he's out of bed and going to the factory after laying in bed for 20 years, supposedly. There was something that gave him strength, his love of chocolate, going to the chocolate factory. So how are we strengthened? How do we receive strength? Well, of course, we know we have a giver of strength. That would be God Almighty. How does he strengthen us? In the power of his might, through the work of his Spirit. We also need to come and ask, seek the Lord humbly through his word, by the Spirit. God gives grace to the humble. God strengthens us according to the power of his might. So come praying and asking, draw close to him, keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, as we already considered. So what can we do? Verse 13, it says, "Make straight paths for your feet." So the idea here is to have nothing in the way or hindrance keeping you from running straight to Christ-likeness. So what is keeping you and hindering you from wholeheartedly pursuing Christ? Could it be a relationship that you're in that you should end? A television show that you watch that you should no longer watch? A drink? An addiction to anything keeping you from God and his word? Misplaced values and priorities? Maybe a physical activity that takes away from a healthy time of spiritual activity? A sin? Just a general sin that you are struggling with, or a worrisome and anxious life keeping you from God's peace and work. Hindrances create hindrance, right? That's a profound thought. They slow you down. Think of Usain Bolt. Last time I knew, he could run a 100-yard dash in under 10 seconds, 9.58 seconds. I'm guessing, though, if we put hurdles in his pathway, that would slow him down. He would not be able to run the 100-yard dash quite as fast. And then, of course, let's say we put him into a swimming pool and told him to swim 100 meters. Surely, he would be much slower. In fact, the record last I knew was Caleb Dressel at 47.17 seconds. That's the world's fastest there. Almost five times the length that it, or amount of time than it would take for simply a runner without any hindrance in the way. So we see hindrances slow you down. And it says this, "so that the limb which is lame may not be put out of joint." So that area in your life that is struggling, we don't want it to go further astray. That is why you put an injured arm or dislocated shoulder maybe in a wrap to protect it from going worse or in a wrong direction, continuing to go in that wrong direction. But rather, we want to see joints healed. Right? So rather, the result would be a proper alignment and a healing. So the stray sinful thoughts, the wrong responses, the sinful actions, the unbiblical ideals that you may have, these things, by the grace of God, can come back into alignment by the strengthening of God and aligning your heart and your word with, or your heart and your thoughts with the word of God. So keep going. Don't give up. Be strengthened. Allow the hands that are weak and the knees that are feeble to be strengthened. How? Make straight the paths for your feet, so that the limb which is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather be healed.